Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me again today, and pray that your life's being blessed and that you're learning and growing in your relationship with the Lord. I know that He so desires to show you His love and to demonstrate His love and pour out His blessings upon you in a great way, and He is so blessed when you study His Word. So we want to go to Him in prayer today and ask Him to bless our time in His Word together. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we just think it's so great that You have provided Your Word, and then You provide a blessing when we take the time to study it, to learn about You, to learn Your ways, and to learn about Your Son Jesus, Your Holy Spirit, and all the things that You have for us in Your Word. So we ask today that You will be with us, to bless us with Your Holy Spirit, to guide us into all truth, and to empower us to live according to that truth. Lord, we're just so grateful to You for Your Word. We don't know sometimes what we do without our ability to know You. So bless us today in our study, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, In Whatever State, Content. It's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and verse 11. As Paul the Apostle continued his letter to the Philippians, he wrote to them concerning times of worry. Peace that passes understanding, things to think upon, following His example, and commendation for their care for Him. In chapter 4 and verse 11 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul shares how he has learned to be content, where we read, Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. The verse begins, not that I speak in respect of want. As a supplement to Paul's commendation for the Philippian church members' care for him, Paul ensures they know that he is not speaking in respect of want, which means because he is wanting or impoverished or lacking anything. In other words, Paul is not begging from them because he is in great need. The verse goes on to say, For I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. The reason Paul is not in respect of want is because he had learned, which means to be apprised, increased in knowledge, and informed in whatsoever state I am, or no matter whether he had abundance or penury, therewith to be content, or sufficient for oneself, strong enough, possessing enough to need no aid or support, independent of external circumstances, or satisfied with one's lot. Paul knew that his circumstances and situations would alter from time to time in his life, and he learned to be content no matter what came his way. When we consider Paul's concern for letting the Philippians know that he wasn't begging from them, we once again see him considering the church members before himself. We will see in future verses why it was important that they know this, and still because of his words, we are challenged to examine our own lives to determine whether we are content or not. Would we be determined content if we were examined? Are we content whether we have abundance or penury? We must keep in mind Paul's maturity in Christ Jesus as we read these words and realize that he too learned to be content, which means he didn't always know this state of satisfaction. While we ponder this area, let us join together in prayer for ourselves and for one another that we too will learn, even as Paul learned to be content with whatsoever our lot may be. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians about his varying degrees to contentedness. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.